V'doifnei demona. Halacha is the kemitza. After you take a kemitza from the mincha, you have to put it into a kli sharis. That's what's mekadesh the kemitza. Now, putting it in normal way is you put it down on the bottom of the kli. What about if you take this kemitza that you have in your hand, this dough made from flour and oil? What about if you stick it on the side of the kli? You don't put it on the bottom of the kli like normal, but you stick it to the side of the kli. Is it enough just to have it inside the kli? And here you have it inside the kli. I do, maybe no. You have to put it down in a normal way of putting it down in the kli. For whole lack, and here you don't have a normal manner. Because the normal manner is to put it down to the bottom of the kli. Here you're not putting it down on the bottom, you're only putting it down to the side, so maybe this is no good. Teiku, again, the Gemara obliged by a suffix. Remember, most of the pasuk like this, that the suffix is that the chila don't do it, but the evado is kosher. Boyi ma baravashi. Avche lamone. What's going to be if you turn the whole kli upside down? Vidovke lakremis barisei. And you're like stuck now, this kemitza, you put the end inside the kli and all the way on top. So lamaisa, it's like a stuck to the bottom of the kli. But just the kli is upside down. So is that also good? Temonama, what's the lochem? Hanocha b'techa b'inavika. Is it enough that the kemitza gets inside the kli and that you have here? Or doma, maybe no. Hanocha k'tiknu b'inan v'leka. You have to have hanocha the way it's supposed to be done, and this is not a normal way of putting it down. Take what the Gemara obliged by Sofik. Gemara says, boyi rapopo. Rapopo asks another question. Molei chofnav shamu. That we say in Yom Kippur, you have to have two handfuls worth of the keteris. Mechukais, does it mean exactly two handfuls? And as soon as the top of the fingers, you like flatten it down. It has to be a flattened out two handfuls. Oy gedushas, or else no, it's like piled up. It comes to a point on top. It's piled up on top of your two handfuls. That's also called part of the keteris. Is omalei rababa the rabashi. So rababa told to rabashi, toshma, come and bring you, I'll tell you what the locher is. And it is like this. Molei chofnav shomru. That it was said that on Yom Kippur, you have to have your two handfuls. Molei chofnav shomru. Loi mechukes. Not that it's like flattened down and exactly the filling of two fingers, of two handfuls. For loi gedushas, and not that it's piled up to the top of it. Ela tefufes. But rather just to be like, not stingy, in other words, a little bit more than the top of your two fingers. That's called tefufes. A little bit more. That's all. But not really all the way like gedusha, all the way piled up to the top. Like Rashi says, to full voice, Loshen Dovet Saf Begrave, it's a little bit on top of your finger, on your hand. Mat, Kemayad Yatzvet Otzvach, but not Mamers like Gedushas, which means like piled up, that comes to a point all the way on top. That, no. Just a little bit above the hand. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding that Menches Amar Aleph, like one third down. Tanan Hosam, we learned over there, Gemara and Zvochim, that Nishpach Hadam al Aritzpa. Let's say after you made the Shechita on the Korban, the blood spilled straight onto the floor. The Yosfu, and then you collected it together in the Kli Sharvis, is a Loch Apostle. That's not called the Kabbalah. Hey, if the Kabbalah Sadam has to be you receive the Dam directly from the neck of the animal, the blood goes straight into the Kli. What about min ha-kli ala ritzpa? First you receive the dam in a kli, you make a good kabbalah, and then the dam spills off onto the floor. The yos, when you collect it back and put it back into the kli sharis, the locher is kosher. You're allowed to use such dam. Fred Gemar minohan emili. How do we know this chilek? How do we know that the blood has to come directly from the animal, from the korban, straight into the kli sharis for the kabbalah? You can't let it first fall on the floor and then be mekablet. The Torah Rabbanon, the Brisa says like this. The Pasuk says, V'lokach midam ha-par. This is like the Avodas Kabbalah. You have to take the dam from the par. So first we dash, what does it mean, dam ha-par? That means midam ha-nefesh. What type of blood is good for the Kabbalahs of the dam? In order to make a Zerika, that's the dam that the nefesh comes out from. V'loy midam ha-or, not just dam the blood that comes out from a cut that you cut in the skin. V'loy midam ha-tamsis. And not from the blood that comes out either before or after the behemoth is like dead. After the nefesh comes out, the last blood that drips out, that's no good for kaporah. You have to have the dam ha-nefesh, the blood, the big gush of blood that comes out, for shashchita, that we say it like dies through this gush of blood coming out. Now we dash, and the Pasuk says, V'lokach midam ha-par. So we say midam ha-par means
Dam meha par yikablenu. You have to receive, accept the blood from the par itself. In other words, we like, even though the pasuk says mi dam, the mem is on the word dam, we take the mem off the word dam and put it onto the next word hapar and read it like dam meha par. The blood has to come directly from the par itself. Why do we do this? Because di salka daitach, if you want to tell me, let's dashen it the way it says right now, that mi dam means midam apar, means midam v'afilu mixas dam. You don't have to be mekabel all the dam, though it's enough just a little bit of the dam. If that comes into the kli, that's called a good kabbalah. Maybe that's what the pasuk is telling you. The Gemara says, no, we can't say that. The Yomer Rabbi Yehuda said like this, that ha-mekabel tzorech shekabelas kol damai. Whoever makes the kabbalah sadam, lechatchila, you have to be mekabel all the blood that comes out of the shechita. Shopar. How do we know this? Shenama, the pasuk says, that all the blood, leftover blood, you should spill to the yisoid of the mizbach. So, b'zayit mashmi, you have to have a kabbalah on all the dam. Elish ramina, so since you have to have a kabbalah, to mekabel all the dam that comes out of the animal, so what's the pshat from the word midam hapar? Elish ramina, my midam hapar, that means change around the mem and read it like dam mehapar yikablenu. You have to be mekabel the blood directly from the par itself, and not if it falls on the floor. Uksavran, this Tana holds that gurin or masifin, you're allowed to take off the mem from one word, or masifin, put it onto the next word, vidarshin, and you can make such a drasha, like we're saying here. V'lokach midam hapar means take the mem and read it the dam and put the mem onto the next word, hapar mehapar. Dam mehapar, the dam has to be received directly from the par itself. Talimor says, "Boy, Rav Papa, nispazir hakteris mimloye chofnov mahu." He's on Yom Kippur after the Kohen Gadol made the moly chofnov, the two handfuls worth of the kteris, before he put it into the calf, it spilled on the floor. What's the halacha? Is he allowed to collect it together again or not? What's the shaila? Yodoy kitzaver behem medomi. Do we say the hand of the Kohen Gadol is considered like the neck of the animal upsula? But just like by the neck after shechita, the dam has to come directly from the neck of the behem of the korban into the klisharis. So here also, the kteris has to come directly from the hands of the kohen gadol into the calf. Or idulma, maybe no. To klisharis dummy. I'll tell you here, the hands of the kohen gadol itself is considered like a klisharis. For leif sula, and therefore it doesn't become possible. So Gemara says, take the Gemara's mesupik. What's the halacha when the kohen gadol puts the kteris into his hands? Is that like the Gemar Dover and it's kosher? It doesn't matter if it falls on the floor anymore. Or else, no, still you have to put it into the calf. Before it goes into the calf, it would become possible. And the Ritva speaks out that the Gemara does not ask the Shaila by Menochis. What about the Kemitza? After the Kohen takes the Kemitza from a Mincha, now the Loch really has to put it into a Klisharis. What would be the Loch there if it falls on the floor before he puts it into the Klisharis? So Ritva says that over there for sure it would be possible. Because by a mincha, the halacha is you have to put the kemitza into a kli sharis. So for sure the hand there is considered like the neck, and the kli is considered like the kabbalah. Mashenkin over here, by molech chofna, by Yom Kippur, like the Gemara said before yesterday's blood, that mikar adin, it would be alright just to carry the chfinam, to carry the two handfuls worth of the kteris the way it is, into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You don't really have to put it into a kli sharis, into a kaf. The only reason why we do it is because it's not practical. There's no other way the Kohen Gadol could carry both the kteris and the coals into the Kodesh HaKadoshim together. But it's not a real halacha that you have to have the klisharis. So that's why here, by Moli Chofna, the Gemara is misupik. And therefore the Gemara applies by tekum. Like maybe that we put it into the calf is not called really like a klisharis. And therefore it's kosher, even though it would fall on the floor. So Gemara applies by tekum. Boy Rav Papa, of course Rav Papa has another shayla. Hey, Peshach the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, does the Chvino, takes his two handfuls of the Keteris, he has the wrong Machshava. In his mind, he thinks with the Machshava's pigle. The Moshli thinks that he's not going to burn the Keteris today on Yom Kippur, but he has in mind right now, Peshach is doing the Chvino to burn it tomorrow first. So that's called the Machshava's pigle. That by a Korban or by a Mincha, for sure it's possible. The question is, though, now b'shach the avoid of chafinom, is it also possible or not? So the Gemara says like this: Mi amrina, do we say yalef molei molei mi mincha? That we learn out the gzeres shava molei that it says by molei chofnov and molei that it says by kemitzom, that mahosam just like by a mincha mahanya bo machshava. there's a loch like Rashi Busun see the posik that there's a psul machshav even by a mincha. Hey, the mincha has the same aloch like a korban shlomim. Just like by a korban shlomim, if a shah shchit or any one of the dalar avoidis, you think to do the achilo lomocha the wrong time, it's a psul pigulchal. Who are then by mincha also? Bishash you make the kemitza or the aktora of the kemitza. If you have the wrong machshav to eat it the wrong day, is also chal a psul pigul. So once we learn out the word mole mole, by chrina would also have the psul pigul. Is hachinan mahan yibo machshava? Oiloi, the other tatters maybe know. Maybe either you don't make the gzera shava mole mole, or even if you do make the gzera shava, maybe it's only for the lochias of how to make the kemitza, that you have to have a hand and not a kli. By shenkin hilchas machshava, you don't want out one from the other. Because maybe it's only an avoidus in a korban, or an avoid in a mincha. By shenkin the avoidus by the kteris, maybe that does not make a pigle. That's the Gemara Sufik. Yes, Gemara says, Omalei Rav Simi Barashi Rav Popo, Toshima, come in here, I'll bring you Raya. Hoysef Rav Akiba was Moisef added on to a din like this, that Hakoimitz, or else the Gisa should be Haselis, the flower from the Mincha, the Akteris, or else the Akteris, the Halavoino, that we use by the Lechem Aponim, the Agicholim, or else the coals, Shim Nogat Ful Yoim Bemiktosin. If it's Ful Yoim, that means somebody was Tomei touched the Sheretz, and he went to the Mikvah. So the loch is for kotshim, he's still tummy until it comes nighttime, until it comes a tzeitik achovim. So this tful yoyim now touched part of the keteris, a part of the levoin, a part of the gecholim, is posel as kulon. He passels all of it, what's inside the kli. So Rashi learns, this is really Gemara in Chagigah, that says that shakli mitzarev kol masher b'teichai. Anything you have inside one kli, one vessel, the vessel itself is mitzarev, makes everything inside it like one piece. Therefore, even though really when it's full yerim touches one piece of the keteris, only that piece should become tummy and not the rest of it, because it's full yerim only is, makes possible what he touches. But what he touches can't be metam or something else. Still, we say whatever's inside one kli is considered like mitzuref, as like together, like it's one piece, and therefore it's all tummy. Now, the Gemara says, "Kasal kadaiter the havminer is that mi deposel tful yerim." Since we see it has Kedusha, like once you put the Keteris and Levoina and the Gecholim in a Kli, the Kli was in the Kaddish these things, therefore it has a Loch like Hegdish, that if a Tful Yam touches it, it becomes Posel, is Posla Namilina. Who are then if you leave it overnight, it would also become Posel. That's the Loch, anything that has Kedusha on it, you have to use it that day. If you leave it over till the next morning, it becomes Posel. So Mel says, Svara, since that a Tful Yam touches it, it becomes Tomei, who are then it has enough Kedusha on, that if you leave it overnight, it should become a psulina. And now the Svara is, Umida Lina Poslo, since if you leave it overnight, it has a psulina, I tell you, Poslo Nami Machshava, who are then just a thought. Not that you really left it overnight, but just Bishash you did the Keteris, you had in mind right now, that you first want to burn the Keteris tomorrow, that also with Paso the Keteris, you can't use it anymore. So that's what the Gemara comes out over here, that Machshava does help Bishas Techfina when you're making the Keteris. So Rashi says, Kosakotai the Midapostle Tful Yoim, Alma, what do we see? Kitsha Hakli Kedusha Zaguf. When it came into the Kli, it has Kedusha Zaguf on it. Is Postle Namilina, who then has enough Kedusha that the Psul Lina was also Chal on it? Vichiv on the Postle Lina, Postle Nami Machshavas Lina. That's the Gemara Svarim. That since if you leave it overnight, Mamish, it would become possible, who are there now just a thought to do it also passes it. Kishachishav li'aktiru l'mocher. V'kashali, Rashi has shver, d'shavki l'mastisin d'milo, d'tin, it's like the kashav, leave this. That's the Gemara's maskonim. Now the Gemara says, boy, Rav Popo, 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 Rav